I've spoken on the issue of housing more times than I can count. However, I will continue to raise my concerns and the concerns of my constituents for as long as this government continues to sit in its hands. Not only are Minister O'Brien's housing targets shockingly low, but they have not been met for 3 years in a row now. This government, with the help of vulture funds, has made our country completely unlivable. The increased threshold for social housing will do nothing to help the situation in Donegal. People on €31,000 will not be eligible for social housing, yet there's no way a bank would give them a mortgage either. Many people in my constituency would be within this income bracket, and so many will never have the opportunity of having a house. The reality is that the housing crisis has affected every person in this country. The current shortage of nurses and teachers are a direct result of immigration caused by failed housing policies. A recent study by the Economic and Social Research Institute found that the longer children are exposed to inadequate housing from birth to the age of 9, the more harm they experience. This is concerning given that 3,442 children are currently living in emergency accommodation. It is clear that Minister O'Brien's housing policy has not only failed in terms of affordability and supply, but also in terms of the well-being of our citizens. The report detailed how respiratory problems are more common in 9-year-olds who spend more time living in poor housing conditions, such as damp properties, as well as homes which are not adequately heated. This is particularly concerning when you consider the number of children forced to live in such conditions because they live in defective concrete homes across Donegal, Mayo, Clare, Limerick and many other counties as well. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael housing policy has failed and continues to fail to protect these children. It has exposed them to defective homes, which are not only incredibly dangerous, but which affect their health, as well as their social and emotional well-being.